Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
If you've been cheated on, what I'm going to cover is how to help yourself heal after your partner's affair. There's forgiving and there's forgetting. Truthfully, it's incredibly unlikely that you will ever forget about being betrayed by your spouse. However, through true healing, it is possible to remember the event without the associated pain you experienced initially. There are some very important factors that need to be considered, and I'm going to discuss these point by point. Do not go into denial. Pretending that the affair didn't happen or not talking about it will go nowhere towards helping you to heal. Ignoring past events will only cause more pain in the future. Emotional pain is just as significant as physical pain and needs to be treated in the correct way. If you had an illness or accident that caused you pain and discomfort, you would seek the right help to deal with it. Left untreated, this physical alignment could lead to chronic, long-term complications. Give yourself the opportunity to acquire the best treatment and support for your emotional pain, whatever form that may be. Discover. Discover as much as you can about why affairs happen. Not just your own experience, but also that of other people. Ask questions. Ensure that you remember that you are not responsible in the ultimate decision for your spouse to embark upon an affair. Do not look for reasons or excuses on behalf of your spouse. Often people that have affairs report that they would have still made the decision to have an affair even if their spouse had been perfect. Even if there are problems within the marriage, there are ways to deal with this and address them without having an extramarital affair. An extramarital affair is not the solution to difficulties in a relationship. To have the greatest chance of healing, the betrayed partner should offer honesty. You as the betrayed spouse need to be able to ask questions and receive honest answers. Without this, it is difficult to not overthink and make assumptions about the affair. At least with the information, you are able to draw more founded conclusions. Sometimes the betraying partner will have difficulty in doing this, and they would rather not talk about it, anything to do with the affair. This is probably because they feel ashamed and uncomfortable disclosing the truth. Unfortunately, in couples where there isn't this disclosure, where there isn't this honesty, there is a potential to jeopardize the chances of increasing the love and connection in the marriage and the future. Perspective. Whilst no one is denying that being betrayed is one of the most hurtful and soul-destroying events to occur in a marriage, it can be very beneficial to put it into perspective. Sometimes it's helpful to put the affair into the greater context of life. There are a lot of things in life and within relationships that will cause us hurt and upset. And whilst this isn't a pleasant thought, it's the reality of the world that we live in. Loss of loved ones, illness, accidents, and other marital problems occur. By not feeling we are alone in experiencing these events, we can go some way to further the healing process. So it's great that you're here listening to this program and you're sharing with others and knowing that other people are listening to this as well who have gone through the same. It's about being honest with yourself. It's about looking for the truth in the situation and really trying not to feel persecuted by what has happened. And remember that you are in control of what happens next. Kindness. Be kind to yourself. It's easy to look to yourself for fault, but as I've already stressed, it wasn't your decision to have the affair. And there are some common themes that I hear when I discuss infidelity with those who seek my support. Many of the men and women who experience it will say to me, Nicola, what's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough? Am I lousy in bed? Am I unattractive? Why have I been rejected? Or they get stuck in what ifs. What if I made more effort? What if we lived somewhere else? What if I acted differently? We've already established that affairs can happen regardless of whether the husbands or wives are behaving absolutely perfectly. And whilst it may be difficult to not focus on questions like these, it's really important to try and look to more positive and constructive lines of questioning, because our unconscious mind will always answer everything we ask it. So if we're asking really disempowering questions, really self-attacking questions, then we're going to come up with answers that attack ourselves. So we really want to move away from that. So when you're struggling to continue, phases like this can really, really help you. I will heal. I will not allow the problems in the past to redefine my future. I will use this to make our relationship even stronger. I will use this to ensure my future is happier. Perhaps write them down in a place that you're likely to see them. Or just remember them every day and just repeat them to yourself. People who believe that happiness and a stronger marriage is eventually a possibility heal far quicker. Your frame of mind will determine what happens in the future. So really focus on your state of mind and what you're telling yourself and what you're thinking, and really take control if you are thinking of any other negative patterns, and try and stop yourself. One of my favorite phases is, how is this helping me? When I'm having negative thoughts or self-attacking questions come up, I say, Nicola, how is this helping me? And then I answer and I say, this isn't, I'm going to let it go. Well, just try whatever works for you. Some people shout to themselves, stop. But if these patterns and these thoughts are really starting to affect your emotions and your feelings and how you're getting through the day to day, then we really need to perhaps write down some alternatives. That's why I like using these positive affirmations. And I love the quote by Richard DeVos, "The power of belief is immeasurable." Because he says, the only thing that stands between a person and what they want from life is the will to try it and the faith to believe that it's possible. Isn't that great? So really take control of what you believe, take control of your thoughts, and be kind to yourself. And really, really nurture yourself in terms of physical as well. So are you giving yourself nurturing foods? Are you making sure that you get your 7 or 8 hours sleep as a minimum? Are you resting? Are you avoiding things that are going to cause you and your mind and your body harm? And that's really, really important. So how do you know if you're taking a step forward in your healing? A key part to recovering is switching your focus. It may be too much of a stretch to go from those negative questions that I just spoke about and negative thoughts to positive. So what I would like you to do is to use these questions, write down the answers or think through the answers or put the answers onto your tablet or phone, and this process will help you see whether you're taking steps towards your healing, because sometimes people don't know if they're healing. They think they have one bad day and then they think, gosh, am I back to square one? Haven't I healed at all? And it might be 9 months later or 6 months later. So these questions will help guide you, and they'll also help you switch your focus away from the painful feelings and emotions. Ask yourself and answer these questions. What have you learned about why the affair happened? Has what you have learned about the affair changed anything in your relationship? What have you changed to ensure that it doesn't happen again? Has this experience taught you anything about yourself, about your relationship, about your partner? What lessons have you gained? Through the healing process, what personal lessons and growth has happened? In what ways are you being more kind and loving to yourself? Are you ensuring that you have a kind and supportive network or friend or family to help you through this? It's really important that you both have someone that you can confide in. It's very important to recognize that your relationship will not be the same as it was before the affair. It's now your choice to decide whether it becomes better or worse. You may not be given the choice of making the marriage better if your spouse chooses not to stay in the relationship, but you can control what you go on to achieve as an individual and in your future relationships. Choosing to make the marriage stronger will take a lot of work on your part, but it will be worth it eventually. It really is possible to make a marriage happier, more loving, and passionate after an affair. Here are a few things that you can focus on to help the process of healing and moving forwards. So you may want to check off whether you're doing these. Feel free to allow yourself to sense and process all of your reactions. Express your emotions, don't hold them in. Have lengthy discussions with your spouse about the affair and your relationship. You really need to get all the answers to your questions. Be incredibly patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. Ensure that you seek some help and guidance from a counselor or a coach that you trust who will help you to find happiness again and move forward. Your coach or counselor will also be able to help you in reducing flashbacks, persistent thoughts, images, insecurity, jealousy, or anger that won't subside. Just keep in mind that it's possible to heal after an affair. Your relationship will be different, but it can certainly be better. Lastly, I just want to mention forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. And like love is an action. Many people will share with me, "Nicola, I don't feel like forgiving them." To which I reply lovingly, "Of course you don't. How can you feel something you have not done? Forgiveness is an action. Only when you forgive can you free yourself from the chains of the past. If you are really struggling to forgive, then say to yourself, I'm willing to begin to forgive. This really helps. I've used this with hundreds of people now that are going through all different kinds of marriage problems, sometimes helping them through their divorce, and they will share with me that they can't forgive and they feel so angry and so bitter and so upset and so furious. And yet when they say this statement, I'm willing to begin to forgive, they feel that they're progressing, that they're healing slowly, day by day. And so repeating this to yourself and just being patient with yourself, you may not be able to forgive straight away, but forgiveness is a process. So just saying to yourself that you're willing to begin is a really positive step forward in your healing. If you're struggling in your relationship right now and wondering what to do next or how to move over past hurt, then please do get in touch with me and book your free Save My Marriage consultation. All you need to do is go to savemymarriageprogram.com and click free consultation, and there you'll be given access to my online calendar where you can book a time that suits you. And during the consultation, we will look at how to increase love, happiness, and passion in your relationship, how to overcome past hurt and pain, and how to take a step forward so that you start feeling good about your relationship again. And that's at savemymarriageprogram.com. Have a wonderful week ahead. I really look forward to speaking with you and connecting with you in another episode.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.